Live from the In the Room studios located in the NetCarrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Today, I declare myself officially a rodeo clown.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed,
and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys.
This is Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker.
Catch the crowd.
The show is wildly popular.
Live from the Crab Diving Studios in Koreatown, Los Angeles, USA. It's Crab Nation with your hosts, Patrick Vile, Ryan Pfeiffer.
Down in Southern California, Sunset Boulevard, work that corner. Should have been a doctor, could have been a lawyer. Hustle everything, Hollywood, Tom Sawyer, Long John Silver, John Bon Jovi. Hung like a horse, you were one trick pony. All the little girlies scream my name when I walk up in the place like I'm Johnny Fontaine.
But it never rains in Southern California.
California,
mama, take me home back to LA.
Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me home? Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me home? Out the house when I was a teenager. Sold my soul for a two-way page. If you want a date, then you got a little paper. Meet me at the motel later, little later. This goes out to my Dogtown skaters. Hollywood dirtbag anthem player. All the little girlies scream my name when I walk up in the place like I'm Johnny Fontaine.
It never rains in Southern California.
California.
Mama, take me home back to L.A.
Down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me home?
Take me home.
Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me
home? Holy tap dance of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, it's Crab Nation on a Thursday. Here on the VOC Nation worldwide, on the VOCNation.com and streaming on crabdiving.com and Blog Talk Radio and spewing out all over the internetosphere.
Yummy!
For y'all.
Delicious.
We're going to be here at 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 if your ear holes are taking us in on the eastern coast.
My ear holes are bleeding.
We appreciate it. Well, yeah, if you're in Texas, your ear holes may be bleeding.
Ow.
But we'll be here for the next couple hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
I'm Ryan Pfeiffer. And we are joined in studio today by The Voice.
Live and in corpus here. Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's Latin for in body.
Oh, really?
In person. I think. Habeas corpus? Produce the body? I don't know.
Hi, everybody. It's Kelly.
It's Kelly, the voice. Live. This is the first
time live. I'm very happy to be here.
Live. I mean, here.
Right.
Here. Live. Oh, I mean, like, live. I've been here.
Right.
That's true.
In Kelly's, various forms of intoxication.
Kelly's live almost 24/7.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's fair. I would hope so.
Are you live now?
Mostly.
How was you took the subway to get over here. How was it?
Always interesting.
Yes.
I had this really nice guy. Like, he looked totally like the kid next door. He asked me where to get, how to get to the public library.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you need to know that?
I don't know.
You not have the internet?
And no, I didn't know. So I was like, no, sorry, I don't know. And then all of a sudden he starts pulling out of his bag, but like discreetly, like a few pill bottles. He's drinking something. Like, I'm pretty sure he was a drug dealer.
I see that
and he was just feeling me out to
yeah,
see if
yeah,
I
yeah.
might want something more than to read books with him at the public library.
Do you know
do
you know where the encyclopedias are?
I like the geology section,
oh,
especially
sure.
about crystals.
Oh yeah.
Hmm.
Can you
have you
code back?
Do you like botanics? Do you like anything that has to do maybe with a leaf of any form?
Oh, right.
Right.
Meteorology.
Mm.
I love when it rains and snows.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know.
Anything about the weather.
That's right. Well, thanks for joining us here. Live and in person.
We're glad you made it.
Me too.
Crab Nation. You're not on your way to work as usual or traveling with a marauding horde of lesbians at
I'm
Disney?
Not.
Yeah, where the fuck are the lesbians? That's bullshit.
How often do you fight a nickel?
Yeah.
I could put in a call if you want. Like, you can get a bunch of lesbians over here and just crowd the room.
Oh, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Just swarm.
Give us a tweet, y'all, if you like, during the show, at Crab Diving. Ryan's eyeballs are monitoring the Twitter feed constantly. We'll read your tweet, we'll respond to you, et cetera, et cetera. Also, join the convo. Hop in, everybody. Everybody's fucking doing it. Go to Facebook.com
yes.
/crabdiving. Lots of conversations going on there.
Spread the crabs.
Lots of libtardedness.
Don't be a square.
And funny shit and science. And
oh, I love science.
A lot of praising Jesus.
Yay.
Well, only from the people who hate our page.
Right.
Come on. To yell at us.
Are we getting haters?
About Jesus. Occasionally. We haven't gotten a ton of hate.
Yes.
You guys need to work harder.
We had that
true.
One guy. Yeah. Everyone we get, though, is a badge of honor. I mean, it's like
It's
like a beautiful, warm bukkake if you're into that.
Yes.
Who
isn't?
The one about that who was like talking about, why do you hate God so much?
Yeah, there's that guy, and then there was the guy who called us, well, libtards, we've definitely gotten, I forgot what the other
something
one
something asshole.
It was fun.
Shithead. Something
very original.
Somebody told us to eat shit.
Right.
Hey, eat shit.
And Crab Boy.
Yeah, hey, Crab Boy.
We were referred to as.
Eat shit, Crab Boy. You little fucking pussy. You liberal fucking pussy. I'm going to beat the shit out of you.
Pussy.
We had one. We talked about it before. We had somebody on our Facebook page. We posted something about guns. And they went on the internet and looked up Orion Pfeiffer and posted an address for Orion Pfeiffer. Like, I'm going to come beat the shit out of this guy or something. And it was Orion Pfeiffer that owned a house at that. Like, it was to his house.
Was it
like,
you?
No.
That's amazing.
Wow, Orion Pfeiffer, you live in an awfully nice neighborhood. You should want to be able to protect yourself. And then he put a link to the Google map of this poor guy, Orion Pfeiffer, up
it
in
ain't
the
me.
Valley, right?
Right.
Something?
I don't live in a beautiful neighborhood or own an house.
No, you don't.
No. Hey, how dare you?
Sorry. I just walked here. Trust me.
You don't. You live in fucking Hollywood, though.
Yeah, Hollywood and
like,
Island.
That
maybe.
Is – I mean, listen, I know that's a touristy area, but that is definitely still has some sketch elements.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, there's still a peep show down – we were talking about it the other day on Hollywood and Vine. There's a peep show right next to where 33 Taps is. Still, and then you can see girls that work there. They walk around with their security guards, like passing out discount cards to dudes walking by. You know, watch my peep
like Vegas.
Show.
Like
total Vegas.
Those guys in Vegas that walk up to
you. Could you imagine having to do that if you got to get naked on stage, and then they're like, "I need you to go out and bark."
You shouldn't have to beg for people to see you naked.
Well, I mean,
coming from a girl, like,
well, no,
this would just be something that happens.
They're paying to see a woman naked, and the woman is out there, like, trying to get their business.
That's what's so sad about it. You shouldn't have to.
Oh, that's true.
You should just say, I'm going to do this. Come on in.
Sound of gum.
Exactly.
Come on in, I'm naked.
A little bit of wisdom.
Look at these.
You shouldn't have to beg to be seen naked.
A lot of people.
I concur with that, actually.
But a lot of people do have to be begged. Have to beg. To see.
Well, yeah, speaking from the other side.
To see.
Right.
It
usually involves, you know, a trench coat or something.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I've never known a flasher.
I don't.
But have you been?
You probably have. You may have.
I just didn't
Who knows
know.
What fucking what people do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I worked for a real perv one time. When I worked at Starbucks down in Venice, my shift supervisor, afternoon shift supervisor down there that used to fucking make me wash. My job was to wipe down the bathrooms, and technically I wasn't supposed to do that, but he would get me to do it anyway. Oh, the fucking asshole.
Gross.
I never liked that fucking guy, and he showed up on To Catch a Predator.
No way.
Yes. And I was like, part of me was like, kind of, I was like, I knew. It validated me. I knew that he was a jerk off, and I felt good for a second, and then I felt bad that he was a child molester. That's shitty, but like, I knew.
There's an instinct, like, we had a guy, I worked at Pete's Coffee and Tea, and we had a guy who came in every single morning, and he would come in with his two daughters, and I always had a weird feeling about him, and my coworker turned to me one day, just some dude on drugs all the fucking time, so you wouldn't think he'd be possessive, but he turns around to me one day, and he's like, don't you think he touches those girls inappropriately?
Oh, good.
And I looked at him like, holy shit, I so do.
Can I get a grande latte with a squirt of vanilla, by the way?
Yeah. Half calf, decaf with extra and 1/4 of this and one packet and then another half packet of something else. Yeah, fuck you.
I hated working at Starbucks. When I go to Starbucks, I'm so nice to my coffee designer.
Coffee designer.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what they call them at Starbucks?
Yeah.
Are
they really?
Yeah.
Aren't they associates? Or,
yes.
You're not an employee.
I'm a Starbucks associate, coffee designer, Esquire. No. You're called a partner. Starbucks partner. Partner.
Listen, working at a coffee shop is maybe one of the hardest jobs I've ever worked, or customer service jobs, because everyone's in a hurry, everyone's addicted, everyone's pissed off before they get their coffee, and you have to have a lot of a decent skill set to make all those fucking lattes in time.
I know, and you don't get paid shit generally.
No, you don't get paid shit.
You know, I remember at Starbucks, man, every 2 weeks we would divvy up all the tips depending on how many hours you worked, and they'd be like, here's an envelope.
$10.
I was going to say, here's $7.
Yeah, pretty much.
For 2 weeks. Have fun with that.
Mm-hmm. I had a manager that kept stealing our tips because he's a dick. But this guy, he was like white gangsta. And literally one day I went in to talk to him and all this money fell out of his pocket. And he's like, oh, my paper. My paper just fell out. And I'm like, oh, you call it paper.
White.
And you work in Manhattan Beach as a manager.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking lily white.
Okay.
In Manhattan Beach, doesn't that have isn't that the richest zip code in the country?
Super rich.
They got so much money there. God damn. I don't know. I can't imagine. I guess I could see myself slinging coffee again if I had to get another job. Oh, shit. It just was so fucking horrible.
Would you do that or a handy first? Would you pay or you'd let people pay you for handies?
Oh, I think I'd go work at Starbucks. I mean,
more hours.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, like, how many hand jobs equal like one day's pay at minimum wage?
I would hope just two, maybe.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know what the going rate is, everybody. I don't know.
855-862-1794. Call in if you know the going rate for handy.
If you have a recent menu of services to be rendered.
Oh shit. I don't know. But you wait tables now.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm.
Is that good though?
It is good. It's why I stay with it. It's not great right now, but that being said, I got offered a job or an interview yesterday for a place. They pay $17 an hour as a server plus tips.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I guess it's part of a hotel union. I didn't know this existed.
Oh, you got to do that.
Yes, please.
That's awesome.
We'll see.
You might meet, might meet some interesting folks too.
I worked in a hotel before, and there was a guy who kept shitting himself, and the woman who pissed herself, and you know, it's a hotel, tons of prostitutes, but they have money.
Wait. So somebody you can't go to a hotel bar and be, you know, shitting yourself.
You can if you have enough money.
Sure you
can.
Who is this?
Old dude. He was this old, angry, curmudgeonly dude who brought, one of the nights he came in with this prostitute who was like fucking 10. This chick was hot.
Yeah, yeah.
Walks in, always an asshole to us, always. But walks in, they're eating. And then he's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. He stands up and he's walking out. And as he is walking, shit is falling out of his pant leg. Literally pieces of shit. And it was so bad.
You lost your mind.
The prostitute had to sign for the bill and like get him out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know it's bad when the prostitute is signing
when
for the
hooker has to sign for the bill.
What do you charge for that? I will go out on a date with you. It's okay if you shit yourself. I mean that's
part of the deal.
Premium.
You never know.
That's a lot of money.
It's a bump from
500,000 maybe.
That's off the special
menu. No, for one night. No, seriously, I bet that's about $1,000. $1,000 one night where you get a...
At least 5,000. For
five.
For me.
For you?
Then again, I do clean up, like, my dog's shit. Is it that different?
No. Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
then you, then do you continue on a date with your dog and then crawl into bed with him at the end of the
night?
Yeah,
does your dog jerk off in the background after you're done picking him up?
No. That's Bumper.
No, my dog's humping Bumper.
Oh, God.
Well, you know.
Bumper for those of you that maybe don't follow the show on a daily basis, Bumper is the voice of Crab Nation's kitty cat.
Mm-hmm.
How much you say Bumper weighs?
26 pounds of love.
That's a big cat.
Damn.
You have to put on one of those back braces before you pick him up. He's a big cat, man.
Oh, he's a good guy, though. I use him as my pillow pet. I just cuddle with him.
What does the vet say? Is the vet like, you
know, vet said,
maybe it's time for a treadmill?
He's been on light food forever. The vet said he's just going to be a big fucking cat. He was a rescue. He lived in a cage for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So his, like, metabolism, I think, is fucked. I mean, if you look at him, though, his paws are really big. He's a Maine Coon. He's big already, but then he's just fucking fat.
He's big boned. Quit being insensitive. Bumper, I feel like I could sit next to Bumper and, like, take a beer and just sort of nestle like a cup holder in
you
his fat.
You can.
He wouldn't notice.
No, he wouldn't notice. We used to play cards on him.
Shut up.
He would just lay on the coffee table. We'd play cards on him.
He wouldn't move?
Mm-mm.
He doesn't
move much.
He doesn't like to move.
Let's be honest.
He's like Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, he crawls.
Nice. Dom DeLuise.
Oh, I just thought of a...
Dom DeLuise is dead.
He's not doing a lot of moving right now.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I think that... Hey, I just stumbled onto a great Funny or Die sketch that we should do. We could do Hollywood... kitty squares, and we take like icon celebrities that have been on Hollywood squares, and we dress them up. Like we'd have Dom DeLuise. Bumper could be Dom DeLuise in the center square. We just have to find other cats or just pets, and we can use Kate. We need pets to fill out the.
We're appealing to the Fox News over 60 crowd who knows what Hollywood squares and who knows what Dom DeLuise is.
All right.
Do you know who Dom voice of Crab Nation?
I really don't.
Bullshit. He's dead. Dom DeLuise was in Smokey and the Bandit. No. Cannonball Run. That's his big famous movie. To me, he was in History of the World. He was in a bunch of Burt Reynolds movies.
Well played, Pat. Well played.
Dom DeLuise! You know, God, he was like a huge star, like huge. No. Dom DeLuise was like... was like as big a star back in the day as like a Chris Farley. Look, there's a picture on Pat's monitor.
Yeah, no, don't know what that guy is.
It looks like that Louisiana chef guy, that Paul Prudhomme guy, that big giant fat Louisiana chef.
Hey, he's funny though.
Again,
he's like a fucking genius actor. Don't you think Dom DeLuise has, nobody gives a fuck.
Are we still talking about that?
Dom DeLuise has great timing though.
Mm-hmm. Like you.
He was an amazing comedic actor.
Yes.
For a long time. Peaked.
Right.
70s.
Yes.
With Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, I know that name.
She knows the
name. Burt Reynolds was like...
like Shakespeare. Oh, I've heard that name.
Burt Reynolds was...
500 years ago, wasn't it?
Burt Reynolds'
grandfather.
Was the biggest star of his time. Honestly, Burt Reynolds was the biggest star of his time.
He was the Tom Cruise of the early 70s.
What was the last movie he did?
Well, he's hurting now, so he's doing shit.
He's
doing
not
crap.
Poor. Is he poor?
No, yeah. He's bankrupt and shit.
I just want to know, like, what's something I would know him from? You don't even know.
He played the director on Boogie Nights. Remember that? He had some of the best scenes ever in Boogie Nights.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Damn. You're in high school. Were you in high school when Boogie Nights came out?
Maybe. When did it come out? I know, I'm going to make you look it up.
In the 90s. In the 90s. Boogie Nights came out in the late
90s. 1997?
Right.
Yeah, I was in high school. But I didn't watch a lot of movies in high school. I was just, believe it or not, those who may or may not know me, I'm super type A crazy girl in high school.
Oh, really?
I was in choir. I was
Come
in
on.
Band. No, I'm serious. I was in choir. I was in band. I got straight A's and everything. I had two jobs. I was taking piano lessons, trumpet lessons, choir, and I was doing the community theater and taking classes at the community college so that I could get into community college.
You were really good.
I could get into college with
You played trumpet?
Credit.
So they had meth in Tahoe in 77.
No, no, my friends had an intervention with me because I was doing too many caffeine pills.
Where do you get a caffeine pill? You just pick those up at a drugstore?
You can get it at the drugstore, but... they're supposed to check your ID. You're supposed to be 18.
No, okay.
But it was Tahoe, so no one gave a shit.
I took those to drive to Texas one time. I wanted to do a straight trip, no sleep.
God.
From Chicago to Dallas.
I hate it. What a horrible trip.
Yeah.
And
don't mess with Texas.
And
Crash.
I would never do it again. I won't even like take that 5-hour energy or shit.
I've taken that. That's horrible.
It took me 2.5 days. To sleep,
what?
Finally, after that.
Oh, you're so sensitive.
No, I was taking massive quantities of them, though, and drinking coffee, like washing them down with coffee to stay awake.
They
and then when I finally got to Texas, I couldn't sleep for 2 days.
Getting there is half the fun. Oh, what a horrible state to not be able to sleep through.
Okay.
You're suggesting you should be able to sleep through.
I'm wide awake in Texas.
Sleep through your Ebola.
Yeah, let's go to the 3-story cross. You ever seen that in Texas, Voice?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I've never had the pleasure.
It's off of the highway.
Yes, it's a 3-story medieval torture device that you can, in Texas.
Before medieval.
Oh, it's, then what do you call it, Dan?
It was a Bronze Age.
Oh, a Bronze Age.
Possibly Iron Age.
Oh, I always say medieval torture device.
Medieval is like 900 to 1400.
I thought that's what all
when
the atheists
were,
said.
When they were doing nice.
I thought
revising of the Bible.
Oh, really? Huh. Oh, it was revised? Wait a minute.
Hard
Everybody,
to believe, right?
I thought it was the Word of God.
It is.
Depends on the edition.
That's right.
And what part of Alabama you're in.
Bronze Age torture device. You can go and take your picture in front of a 3-story Bronze Age torture device somewhere off Highway 10 in fucking Texas.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
And there's tons of people there doing selfies and shit.
I think it's on private land, too, so I think it's not even one of these things where the government is paying for it and needs to be taken down. By the way, there was a win I don't know if I can find it. I don't think I have to. But we did the story about... There's that high school down in Abilama, I think it is.
Oh, yes. Roll Tide.
That now they were the Americans United against – or Americans United for the separation of church and state.
Yay.
They're the good guys.
Right.
They sent them a strongly worded letter.
Hello.
Because they put up on school property
– Yes.
This – It's a monstrosity. I saw pictures of it. I'm going to try to find pictures of it. But they put up this ridiculous kind of a obelisk thing with – at the top, it's got like a hand holding a sword coming out of the top. It's fucked up as hell, but it's like a big giant stone thing. But etched into the side is like – I don't know, Ephesians 7:4.
Oh, Jesus.
The Lord wants you to have his cock up your
69.
Ass. Yeah. So they sent them a letter saying, this isn't cool. This is not something that you need to do. And now the football team has gotten into the habit of every time they run out there, I don't know, they touch some part of the statue. Like now it's
It's a Tebow.
It's a icon.
It's a monument to Tebow.
Yeah. Right. Who he got away with it, but that Muslim guy didn't. Remember that?
He got
penalized for doing whatever he did.
Call me crazy, but Jesus, if I'm lucky enough to be – and I have played a little football. If I scored a touchdown, I'm going to celebrate in a way that glorifies myself.
You going to masturbate?
Yes.
Whip it out. Spray the people in the end zone with the cheap end zone seats.
That's right. I was in stand-up comedy football league. I connected a couple of games I played. I played 5 touchdowns. I was a wide receiver.
I'm sorry. Thinking of you as an athlete is hilarious.
Fuck you. Get out. So it's the last time the voice is here.
Thanks for joining us, Kelly. We're sorry you have to leave.
Right.
So quickly.
Yeah.
No, you look very fit.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'm having a Tecate at 12:24 in the afternoon, yeah. Pacific Standard Time.
Not a sponsor of the show, but we would welcome.
Oh yeah, we need it.
We
need
to welcome
sponsor.
Their sponsorship.
Beer sponsor. How about we should get a sponsor? One of the, you know, those weed infused sodas you can get. Why don't we get that kind of sponsor?
That's probably what we'll end up having.
We could call the people at Scroguard.
I don't know if I can.
Have you seen Scroguard?
You guys really need to be like the Scroguard sponsors because you talk about it so much and you play their ad all the time.
Right.
They really need to give you money.
You're getting ready to have a blast, but you are not sure about someone's sexual past. Part of the skin of your genital area has a cover, but most is still exposed to your lover. Not anymore. Now, there's Scroguard, the powerful new product that you can wear with any condom.
I'm going to tell you right now, deal breaker.
Yeah. A deal breaker?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You pull up your pants? No.
Some guy drops trowel and there's a layer of latex that looks like a giant old granny panty?
That is already on?
Well,
I mean,
you never
come
know.
On.
You got to be prepared.
Well, my first thought is, what are you trying to hide?
What have you got?
Well, I mean, you know, they're flavored. Did you know that? They're kind of watermelon and strawberry and blueberry, boysenberry. A boysenberry Scroguard.
I find my problem. Like, I was looking up that. I was disparaging on Alabama.
What?
When it's actually in Georgia.
Listen, you can disparage.
You mean the band?
Yeah.
Alabama.
Alabama. Alabama, who I saw in in concert a couple of times.
Oh, really?
Actually.
What is Alabama? I got friends in low places.
No, that's
where
Garth.
The whiskey. Okay.
That's Garth Brooks.
What is Alabama sing?
Alabama. I'm born in Alabama.
Oh, God. They used to be a huge.
Where. Yeah, they were huge.
I had an uncle. One of my uncles got me an Alabama cassette tape one year for
tape.
I think that was my Michael Jackson years, and they were like, hey, why don't you listen to this?
No, they're trying to blackify you.
Oh, yeah.
Don't listen to that black person music. Here's some American music.
You know what I used to do for fun? My dad used to have the old Monte Carlos, like a 1982, one of those long Cadillac-looking Monte Carlos. Do you remember those with the vinyl roof?
Fuck yeah, man.
We had one of those, and my dad had a cool-ass CB radio.
Oh, we had a CB.
Oh, my God.
What was your handle?
Pine Tree.
Pine Tree.
Yeah, that's nice. The street I grew up on.
Excellent.
Pine Tree. Dick Pine Tree is my porn star name.
For Kelly, back in the 17 and 1800s, when we were striding the earth as youths, there were no smartphones.
Right.
They had these fun things that truckers used called citizen band radios.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you would dial, like, 19 was up where all the truckers would hang out.
Right, and everybody loved Dom DeLuise back then, too.
you'd listen to Eastbound and Down, and you'd turn
Eastbound
on your...
Eastbound and Down!
So, anyway.
Well, I used to get on
CB
there.
Radio.
I used to get on there and say, hey, how do you guys feel about Michael Jackson? And my dad would get mad at me. He's like, don't do that. This is all truckers. And then you'd hear,
no.
If that motherfucker was on fire, I wouldn't piss on him to put it out.
And then you'd hear, I'll meet you at the Highway 17 rest stop,
and then
lad.
All of a sudden, it was my dad would turn the CB radio off.
It's a wise move.
Right.
It's a wise move on your dad's part.
But you would listen to it to know. You would drive through and be like, hey, this is Pine Tree. You guys see any County Mounties out there? County Mounties?
What is that?
County Mounties. Police.
County
police.
Like county cops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Popo.
Bubblegum machines. Because on the top of the car, they had a light. It looked like a bubblegum machine. So I'd be like, I'm on mile marker 71 on Highway 285. I just passed a county mountie hidden off on the bush on the shoulder of the road, right before the overpass.
Hidden off on the bush meant something else.
Different. Getting off on the bush.
Yeah. That is at the rest stop off of Highway 17.
Right.
No, I use. In California, racism. did exist when I was a kid, believe it or not.
Right.
Fuck off.
Michael Jackson. I used It's Black or White for my talent show audition. Literally, I built puppets to dance next to me and with me. I mean, it was really impressive for fucking, what, fourth grader. And, like, I did acrobatics afterwards. It was a whole thing. This is the audition. And then, like, at the end of the day, I'm in my school class, and they read over, like, the announcements, like, who got into the talent show. I so didn't.
What?
Oh, that's
bullshit.
And, I mean, and that's the only reason has to be. I mean, you can't tell a fourth grader who did a half amount of effort, which was, you know, that they didn't get in because it was because of probably. I used the song Black or White.
And that little atheist girl. We can't.
Oh, right.
Oh, there was that, too. Yeah, I wasn't part of the church.
Oh, yes. The girl that opts out of daily prayer wants to be in a talent show. Fuck her.
To be fair, I didn't opt. My parents just never brought me.
Oh, okay.
Because they didn't agree with God.
Wait, they more than don't agree with God. They don't believe in God.
Flat out fucking atheists. My mom's family, after her dad died, couldn't afford to pay tithes. Is that what you call it? Tithes?
Yeah, 10%.
And they excommunicated her family from the fucking
church. I'm sorry to those who are being beheaded.
Sorry, she's poor. Yeah, and no wonder she hates God or, like, hates religion and doesn't believe in it.
Oops. We got stuff happening here in the studio.
What's going on? We haven't dashboard.
God coming down.
Yeah, we're getting whispered things that the public cannot hear.
Is our stream
it's
going out?
It's called a video fucking pop-up ad that drives me goddamn crazy.
I hate that.
I got to open it in ad blocking. Anyway, follow us on the Twitter at crab diving, et cetera, et cetera. So this school in Georgia I finally found.
Oh, shit.
There's
no school in Georgia.
Madison County School District in Danielsville, Georgia.
Oh, shit, boy.
They were sent that letter by the American – well, the Humanist Association sent them the letter.
These fucking assholes sent me a missive!
That's this giant, huge fucking monument that was erected.
Erect.
You said erect. In August.
Fuck you, hippie.
The monument includes two Bible verses.
Yay.
And was touched by football team members for good luck on their way to the field.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
A bunch of other girls probably against their will as well, but that's okay.
last month, the secular group, the American Humanist, did send a letter of complaint.
Yes.
Well, the other day, the Madison County School Board in Georgia
This ain't gonna be
got
good.
Together, and they decided to vote on what to do about the monument.
You can't let people vote in the South.
Amen.
That's never turned out well for anything left or progressive.
Well, they're trying to not let the black people vote in this.
Okay, yes.
The verdict was... that unanimous, the Madison County School Board voted to remove two Bible verses.
Shut the fuck up.
From the monument donated to the high school football team.
Big ups to Georgia.
Fearing a lawsuit.
No, money.
From the Washington-based Humanist Association.
And that's why. Because they threatened to sue them. Not because it was the right thing to do. Fuck
Correct.
That shit.
But in a lot of these places, they're saying, we don't care. Come and sue us.
Okay.
And they frequently lose, and they have to have this shit covered up. But this is different. You know, didn't they vote not that long ago that it was okay for the cheerleaders to lead, like, a Christian cheer prayer or something during the – because it was their decision to do it or whatever. But this was looked upon – they tried to use that decision. Say, same thing.
Go, Jesus. Go, Jesus.
Right.
Let's beat the shit out of the other team, Jesus. Yeah. Help us.
Let me pray. Jesus got nothing better to do. There's Ebola fucking the world.
Hi, I'm over here in the Congo bleeding out of my butthole. Yeah. I hope that other team wins a football game.
Right.
Though.
And you hope that you know, your running back gets an extra 10 yards.
Yeah. And the prom queen.
Who had the running back.
Right.
so, you know, this just happened like a day ago. I probably if we stuck our head out the window right now, we could hear the Christian squeals a-coming from Georgia.
Yay.
About...
Oh, they're upset.
Oh, they're pissed.
Oh, my God.
Pissed.
What
pissed,
about my
pissed.
Right to be intolerant?
It's our understanding, the letter said, that sometime during the school year, this is what was sent to them. The school district erected a large permanent sculpture entitled the Red Raider Monument.
Is this Satan? Is this Satan
that's
with a big heart on?
It is Satan's big red wiener.
Mm-hmm.
Wiener.
Which includes prominent religious and indeed Christian biblical references. Since it has been erected, the Madison team has started a tradition of touching the sculpture before home games.
Stupid.
The letter said no public school should be promoting the majority religion.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Even acknowledge.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know.
The Humanist Association said, we're pleased that the school board has decided this person took a moment away from baby eating,
right,
and Satan worshiping.
Oh, my God.
To say, we're pleased that the school board has decided to respect the constitutional separation of church and state and the rights of religion.
But.
And non-religious.
What about what Spock says in Star Trek II Electric Boogaloo? The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few. Oh, the one! What about that?
Well, that's not American.
What? I believe in the prime directive.
The Americans are all into that, like, individual rights and shit.
Oh, God.
America.
Here in hashtag America. So I don't know how we ended up on that story. But
I don't either.
That's how we can check though. See what's on the headlines. I have a feeling we know what the headlines are.
Ebola. Mexicans.
High atop the historic tower of crab diving, the big giant throbbing tower of crab diving.
Yes, with the voice sitting in.
With the voice sitting here. and then we go to an Ebola story.
It's not as sexy when you do it.
The
that's hot.
The headline on the Huffington Post,
like
Kamitinko liberal. Show that it is.
Yes.
Or site that it is. CDC still stumped.
What?
Dun, dun, dun.
We're reiterating it up on the Huffington Post. I think they're saying they don't know exactly how the transmissions have occurred so far. We've got two, count them, two, which if you turn on Fox is a massive fucking zombie apocalypse outbreak.
Right.
That's a really big number.
We have two.
But. That one person was on a plane and she could have infected the whole everyone on the plane.
They think it unlikely.
Why? Science? Because
of
science.
Did anyone make out with her on the plane? Did she have the Mile High Club moment?
No, but what if she sneezed and some of her Ebola snot got on your arm?
When was the last time someone sneezed on your face?
I don't know. I mean, it's a plane.
Well, I put that Craigslist ad that one time.
Oh, yes.
Wait, you like to sneeze on people's faces?
Yeah, it's a fetish.
It's a thing.
I like to be sneezed upon.
Oh.
Right. It's a fetish.
How much are you willing to pay for that?
I don't know.
I really am kind of like low on green.
Grab the pepper.
I could do that. I would so sneeze on someone's face for money.
Well, so would I. Fuck
yeah,
that. I'll buy that.
You need to have a whole body fluids menu, like what you'll say, like what costs what.
The headline on the Drudge Report, similar theme. Says, according in Africa, border closures saved us. So, you know, over on Drudge, they want to shut the lid on the United States of America and keep all those brown people out.
Yes,
mm-hmm. It's just a bonus. and these are the guys that are running around screaming. All the pundits this morning, I was listening to liberal Commie Pinko radio.
Fabulous.
And the pundits, all the Republican legislators,
right.
Worthless. Shit stains that they be.
Don't they have any brown friends?
Are running around screaming that we need to stop the airplanes coming from West Africa.
Shoot them down!
But yeah, basically. Stop them.
Right.
Put a moratorium on flights and everything. And there's so much politics involved and everything, and there's you've heard the screaming ninnies,
yes,
on the right. We also, when we come back from break, we got to take our first break here on Crab Nation.
We got I gotta get another beer
Thursday.
You can't take my beer. Fuck yeah, you.
I think he was weighing. Okay. Very territorial she is.
I was trying to be hospitable. I was like, do you need a beer? I was checking to see the level.
No,
I don't want to take it. I was seeing if you needed another fucking beer. I was checking
Brian
the level.
Brian and I are in a fight over his intentions upon my beer.
I tried to offer her another fucking beer.
Oh, okay, he's a nice guy. Sorry.
And she felt her space invaded.
Yeah.
No means no.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless you're Rush Limbaugh, then no.
Yes,
if you know what to look for.
And what you're wearing.
Would you fuck Rush Limbaugh? How much?
Ooh.
We'll think about that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to break as the Jeopardy music plays in Kelly's head.
Yeah, yeah.
She's ciphering, figuring out what number it would take.
There is a number. I just got to figure it out.
For her to
carry the one.
Rush Limbaugh slowly peel off.
She doesn't have to see. She can shut her eyes the whole time. I would suggest blinding yourself just to make sure.
Oh, yeah. There's no question. Blinding,
he's got,
drugging.
He's got little beads of sweat on his upper lip, and he slowly peels off his stretched out golf shirt.
God.
And lays it down and then starts to unbuckle his pants that are screaming for help.
How funny would
his
it be?
Number's going up.
How funny would it be if his nipples were pierced?
Yeah.
Then the number goes down because that'd be hilarious.
I got a tramp stamp.
We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go away. More Crab Nation on the other side.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
This is D'Lo Brown, and right here, right now, you better recognize that I am down with the VOC Nation. Recognize that.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Okay, Philadelphia parents, listen up. Do you have a child in the house that's just about to learn how to drive? Well, you got to do this. You got to head over to DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com. Best of Bucks County 2013. Keep that insurance down. Keep them accident free. 215-639-1990. They're endorsed by the Pennsylvania Police Officers Association, DuncanSchoolOfDriving.com.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday or call live toll-free at 1-855-VOC-RADIO.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not.
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, I'm the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, telling you fans worldwide to visit VOCNation.com. VOC Nation gives you top-notch interviews, insightful blogs, and, of course, the VOC Wrestling Nation radio program. The VOC Wrestling Nation radio program is live every Wednesday with the hottest guests, the latest news, and lots of fun from the greatest team in wrestling media headed by the voice of choice. Hey, take it from me, the Mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. VOCNation.com is the place to go, baby.
Hola, hola, hola. I am Shelly Funtime Martinez.
And I am Dazzling Danielle.
And together we are
the Martinez Girls.
Tune in on VOC Nation at 7 p.m. Eastern every Saturday. And until then, Danielle, I and you are Audi 5000. Adios, toodles.
the godless voice of Crab Nation.
None of these assholes would have the balls to say any of this to anyone live.
I get hard as one of them stones. I'm going to hurl at a homosexual.
He's got 6 ounces of weed, and he's saving his roaches?
Bangable and diabetic.
Pass the car keys to Stevie Wonder.
Free speech zone should just be the air, motherfucker. Catch the crabs on Crab Nation Live weekdays.
Noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation.
Entertainment with an attitude.
Fear is just one enemy.
This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
And we be back hurling at you live on the VOCNation.com, ladies
slowly
and gentlemen.
Slowly rolling my panties to the side. Or No, not rolling.
Rolling my panties down.
Right.
There was a pulling my panties to the side for Craig.
Oh, Jesus.
We should do that one.
I don't think it made the final.
Pulling my panties to the side for Crab Nation.
So horrible. mop up, everyone, and yes. Strap yourselves in.
Oh, mopping. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. There is a mopping story. Did you see the story about the guy that got arrested for aggressively mopping? He was staying at a DoubleTree Inn, and some custodian there was mopping up the hallway, and he is a germaphobe, didn't think she was doing a good enough job, took the mop away from the woman and was mopping furiously. It wouldn't stop. They had to call the police.
Did they shoot him?
No, they called the police.
Oh, he was white.
Only if he's black, yeah.
He was white, guys. And he was arrested for disturbing the peace. He wouldn't stop mopping.
It was disturbing the germ.
Get the whole story. I put it on our crab diving Facebook page. It'll pop up there today at some point.
It's an important it's an important detail to have there.
Hashtag this just in.
Yeah, it's just in, ladies and germs.
A mopper.
I've got some clips for you that have to do with the Ebola. That's what everybody's talking about, of course.
Yay!
There's other shit going on in the world, but right now it's all Ebola all the time.
Fuck you!
ISIS is like, hey, WTF, motherfuckers. We're still doing our shit.
Suck a dick.
So I'm sure Ebola doesn't even have a Twitter account.
Oh, it should.
Or a Facebook page.
Who's it probably does.
You know Ebola. You know some asshole. You know 100 assholes out
there
created an Ebola.
Oh, God.
Well, you're on Twitter. Look at us. See if there's an at Ebola. I'm sure there is.
We need to get ICM on this. I need to make my
you're
own.
Right. So we might as well check in with – is there an Ebola?
Yeah. Bunch of fucking assholes.
Oh, my God.
Leaving to go to the airport. Fight me at Ebola. And look, this person has something over her face and Lysol.
Lysol.
Oh, God.
Funny shit, ladies and gentlemen.
At Ebola alert is followed by 9 people.
9?
Yeah, let's. I don't know.
Well, they're just starting up.
Yeah, at Ebola has 286 followers. Oh, well. Well, good. Hey, listen. We big ups to the new at Ebola Twitter. At Crab Diving totally supports you.
Congratulations right. to you.
Kudos.
Guys. let's check in with someone who has a direct phone or, I don't know, what kind of some kind of a cellular connection.
You reign.
To Jesus himself, to the Lord, to the Trinity, whatever. I don't know what
Trinity.
Know exactly what Pat Robertson believes in.
The Matrix.
Pat Robertson.
Pat Robertson, the host, the ancient host.
Yes.
Of the 700 Club, which may be his current age.
Right.
Is... you know, he does a frequent segment where the ninny that sits with him, whatever the fuck her name is.
Vanna White.
I forget. His Vanna. Except this one talks.
Yeah, Vanna White. Yeah, do you know who Vanna White is?
Yes.
Okay.
I do know who Vanna White is.
There's an Ask Pat segment where people, apparently technologically savvy Christians that watch the 700 Club.
Fuck you, hippie.
Email the Reverend Pat Robertson and ask him questions about as a Tecate opens in the back.
That's right, boy. crab boy.
Acts pat about what the Lord would say and what, you know, what they should do and shit. This is, first we'll hear the ninny with
Yay.
The question.
Right.
Teeing it up for Pat and his opinion from the Lord.
Yay!
Okay, this is anonymous. This person says, I'm planning to go on a mission trip to Kenya in December. I believe that God heals today, and I'm not consumed about the chance of contracting Ebola. I'm also a person who's willing to take practical precautions. However, some friends and family think that my decision to travel is foolish during this season, saying that I'm testing God and asking if I have a death wish. What do you think? I do not believe I'm being foolish, and I want to honor those around me, but I want to follow God's call on my life most of all. Do you think there are undue risks that we do not know about and the dangers are higher than perceived here in America?
I mean, listen, that whoever wrote that letter had the Microsoft Word out and was like, that is a well-composed missive. You know what I mean?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
From a moron.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
there's
like,
the drool cupping idiot moron.
Yeah, with nary a comma splice.
Right. But she says, well, I'm, I assume it's a she.
Contracting.
But it says, I, you know, I know that if I take practical precautions, but I don't know. Am I testing the Lord? Am I, you're testing the Lord.
What
God
is
healing? Tell that to Africa, asshole.
Right.
Well, I don't know if white God applies to Africa.
Oh, fair
does,
point.
Does Jesus,
fair
even though Jesus was African, is he in charge of Africa?
Oh, how dare you blaspheme. Jesus was
Jesus
Scandinavian.
Fucking white. Dude.
Did you ever see the...
Yo, man, Jesus was fucking white!
Yeah, Jesus is from, like, Norway.
blonde
hair, blue eyes.
Right.
Teeny little mustache.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
gay Jesus.
he was on Melrose Place.
That's Freddie Mercury Jesus.
What's Pat going to say, though? Is he going to say, yes, she's testing God? Is she testing God? Is she?
What do you think Pat will say?
Damn it. I think...
Where was she going again?
I'm going to...
Did it say at the beginning where she's flying to?
Africa. I'm worried
she
about...
Say Africa? Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about contracting AIDS.
She's not worried.
This is anonymous. This person says, I'm planning to go on a mission trip to Kenya in December.
Kenya.
I believe that God heals today, and I'm not consumed about the chance of...
Kenya.
I'm not consumed about the chance.
Commission trip.
Consumed. She's going there to visit Obama's birthplace.
She's going to go spread little Jesus to the Muslims.
She's
going to
take a picture in front of, you know, like how you can go to Springfield, Illinois, and get a picture in front of Abraham Lincoln's cabin.
Right.
She's going to do that. She's going to I had my picture taken in front of Barack Obama's hut.
You know,
that he grew up
like,
in.
There's probably like 30 houses there that are like Obama was born here and
fuck
they got a sign out in front.
I'm going to make some motherfucking money.
Wait a minute. So am I to assume she's not going there, oh, I don't know, as a doctor to aid in the healing of these people?
Maybe she's...
I'm handing out Bibles.
I'm going to give her a nurse at best.
Yes. I'm going to say...
Mission trip. I don't know. But the first two people...
Handing out Bibles.
From Merca.
Right.
That caught it and that we brought back here were from mission. Trips. The one was a doctor.
That's true.
And she, the other
That's
was
true.
Like a nurse.
I forget that people who go on missions and are very religious can also have medical degrees.
Could be educated. Right. So Pat Robertson tapped into the Lord.
Yay.
Mm-hmm.
And here
Pat
is,
Robertson.
Here is Pat's response to, I want to go to Kenya. Should I be afraid of the Ebola?
Yes.
Not in Kenya. You might get AIDS in Kenya. If people have AIDS, you got to be careful. I mean, those towels can have AIDS.
Did you hear the end?
Say it again. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Not in Kenya. You might get AIDS in Kenya. If people have AIDS, you got to be careful. I mean, those towels can have AIDS.
The towels. Don't fuck a towel in Kenya, people.
What?
Keep your dicks and keep those towels out of your vagina.
Did you hear the beginning of that answer? So condescending. Like, no, you can't get Ebola in Kenya, stupid.
Dummy.
Did you hear that?
Kenya.
Kenya. Come
but
on.
You can get the AIDS there.
Those towels. You listen.
Towels?
The towels.
Right.
Have AIDS.
Oh, hi. I'm just calling down. I want to call down on the front desk. You guys think you could send up a couple more towels? These ones I have, they have AIDS. So I don't want to sound picky or like a prima donna, but if I could get some towels without AIDS, please, I totally appreciate it.
I really hope this man dies because
me too.
An endless source of entertainment.
By the way, if you do work at a hotel and you don't want people to steal all your towels, give all your towels AIDS. No one will steal them.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one way to keep your inventory there.
Hashtag towel AIDS.
Towel AIDS.
Towels have AIDS.
Right. Tweet us at crab diving, hashtag towel AIDS.
Towel
AIDS. Yeah, I don't know.
AIDS towels.
What other linens can you catch AIDS from? Dinner napkin.
Only towel.
Sure, everything. If you...
I got herpes from a dinner napkin.
You could maybe even get it from a Scroguard.
What the fuck are you doing with a dinner napkin on your junk?
Shut up. None of your business.
Here he continues.
Towel AIDS.
Oh, there's more.
There's lots more.
Oh, yes.
So there are things, there are diseases in Africa. They got mosquitoes that bite you and give you various diseases. The sanitation isn't what it ought to be. You drink the water and it's not sterilized. You can get intestinal bugs. I mean, that's overseas.
So, all those filthy savages over there.
Very.
You gotta watch out. There's feces on the wall. Because they don't know what to do with it.
No, yeah, well, that's where you put it.
Right. Well, you fling it.
What a dipshit.
Sorry. I want to meet him so bad.
That's overseas, by the way. Did you know that?
He kind overseas.
Of, that's everywhere but America.
Everywhere.
It's overseas.
That's where God hates people.
That's right. Over here in the red, white, and blue, we have this giant, like dung shield that keeps all the feces and dirt and nastiness out.
We've got our own Scroguard, but over the entire U.S.
It is. And we've been wearing it for the whole date, before the date.
That guy won. Did he win the Iowa straw poll one time?
Second.
Came in second. He ran
to
for
be
president.
That's so scary.
Of the United fucking States of America.
Imagine.
That's when... That was my defibrillator moment. That's when I got interested in politics because I was like, wait, what?
What?
Anywhere on this fucking planet decided that Pat Robertson should be the fucking
imagine
president?
Imagine a guy with that opinion. Well, you know, it's overseas.
Mm. Right. What would he do as president? I mean, put a fence around San Francisco because of the run around with those AIDS rings?
I don't
basically
know.
Basically, maybe George W. Bush.
With death.
Not that much different.
Yeah. Here's more.
But, hey, I was in Zaire with a great Ebola outbreak, and we were helping people with Ebola, and it wasn't all this panic. I mean, it's one of those things. It's a horrible disease, but it can be contained and it can be dealt with, and it's just one of those things. But being a few hundred miles away from an Ebola outbreak means you are totally safe.
Exactly. And so, this person says they take practical precautions.
Yeah, well, I mean, let me tell you, if you go overseas, don't eat fresh vegetables.
Wait a minute. Okay, he had a moment of reason there, right? Am I ready?
And then, throw it right into fucking reverse.
Can't take it. Don't eat fresh vegetables.
It was a moment of lucidity. It was. Right. It was you take precautions. It doesn't. You're fine if you're 100 miles away.
Well, I mean, and the other thing is, like, if you're actually didn't we just have healthcare workers catch Ebola because they weren't doing the right thing,
right?
Yeah.
Taking the right precautions. What's this person doing?
I don't know.
Carrying Lysol around.
Hold in my t-shirt, and my shorts, maybe my bikini.
Bible.
And I'm gonna be fine.
You've got the Bible. That
I got
be,
God on my side.
That's right.
Ain't going. Fuck you.
I'm bathing myself with Leviticus.
A bikini. She's a bikini.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of bikini nurses caring for people with Ebola.
It's a great way to bleed out.
It really is.
Watching a bunch of bikini nurses.
Yeah.
Here's the last clip I have of this little bit of fountain wisdom that came out of Pat Robertson's mouth.
If you go overseas, don't drink ice in any drink because the water isn't pure. Be careful of ice cream and milk because the milk may not be pasteurized. Mm-hmm. If you're mosquitoes, make sure you have netting when you sleep under. I mean, it's just some of those things that they can be, you know, they've got malaria. I mean, but that's not the same thing. It's, they've had it and they continue to have it. All right.
Try it. really, it's this view that everywhere, 10 miles outside of the America.
I caught malaria from chocolate mint.
Right. Yeah, I got it from a towel.
Pralines and cream. Cookie dough ice cream.
Don't order the Neapolitan.
It'll give you syphilis.
The ice was legit. I mean, you're not supposed to do
That's
ice
true.
In other countries.
You got to be careful of ice.
Overseas.
But you're going to be okay.
Who's not pasteurizing?
What's
going to
get? Diarrhea?
Well, I mean, and we're talking about, like,
who's not
in some place. Like, if you go to Paris, if you go to London, you can have the ice.
Yeah.
Rome,
maybe not. No.
You can have the ice in Rome.
Right.
I'm pretty sure American countries ship ice cream to other countries, too. I'm pretty sure you could have a chocolate taco in a foreign country, and it's going to be okay.
Speaking of porn.
I like the chocolate taco.
No, it's you guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, yes, it does sound very sexy, but it's actually awesome.
Chocolate Taco 17 was particularly a great
movie. Oh, that one.
It was a great
movie. I love that one.
What? You guys are so dirty. I'm a very pure girl.
Right.
I don't appreciate where your minds are going.
Right. Klondike original Choco Taco they
Klondike.
Have, too. They have Klondike Choco Tacos.
Klondike.
Yeah, it's bad. So, I've got a clip of Fox News.
Yay.
Yay, my favorite.
Faux news, Fox quote news, however you want to say it. When this is hard, it's hard to believe this actually occurred.
Yes,
on Fox News. But we're talking about the Ebola, so sit back, strap in, lube up, prepare for a little wisdom from the middle of the day on Fox.
Yeah, cool. Mm.
Now you know what to expect.
Sorry, I'm just getting ready.
You know what to expect. About Ebola.
Together now. For the next few minutes, I'm going to give you the facts on Ebola. It'll take just 3 minutes.
Okay, is that Shepard Smith?
This is Shep Smith.
Do you think this is how every time he tries to have sex with someone, this is how he opens?
Usually there's somebody duct taped in the closet.
I think
when
what's
Shep
going
talks
on.
Like this.
I think he's
tired. It only takes 3 minutes.
I mean, if you've seen him on Fox, he spent about 4.5 hours in the makeup chair, so he's tired from that.
Mm. When he got a lot of extra added weight.
He's already excited. Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Have you ever had anybody apply rouge to your cheeks for 3.5 hours? Oh,
shit. Get it.
Together now. For the next few minutes, I'm going to give you the facts on Ebola. It'll take just 3 minutes. But first, today, given what we know, you should have no concerns about Ebola at all. None, I promise. Unless a medical professional has contacted you personally and told you of some sort of possible exposure, fear not. Do not listen to the hysterical voices on the radio and the television or read the fear-provoking words online. The people who say and write hysterical things are being very irresponsible.
Okay.
Now I'm waiting for a dart to come flying off screen, or like, but.
Or just kidding.
Or that big with the Gong Show, they had that big gorilla hand that would come up and grab people and drag them off.
You remember the Gong Show?
No.
Anyway. So I'm convinced Shepard Smith has photographs of like Rupert Murdoch balls deep in a Cub Scout. Or
right.
Something. There's some.
There's
he's got some information on Roger Ailes, maybe, or on
right.
Rupert Murdoch.
But Shepard,
how does he get away with this?
He's been saying, hasn't he said some things that are sort of on the progressive end of
Go
the spectrum?
Go to Facebook.com/crabdiving. Somebody, I think it was Media Matters, put together a little montage of Shepard Smith lucid moments after this last bit with the Ebola. And about him, just things that he said that totally go against the whole Fox News party line. And he's got, I mean, he's got like 2 hours or 3 hours in the middle of the day. He's like one of their big, giant anchors.
Right. You know what we should find? We should find the clip of him doing that Jennifer Lopez blooper. Jenny from the block.
Yeah.
Something where he accidentally drops the word blowjob into the promo. We got to find that. It's so funny.
I think somebody dropped it on the prompter and was fucking with it.
Really?
That's
maybe.
What I thought. It looked like it was, like, Reddit.
No, I think he fucked up.
I think he fucked up. He had blowjobs on the mind.
Right.
Who doesn't?
Here are the facts. A man contracted Ebola overseas. Tragically, he was dying in a Texas hospital. He was at his most contagious while showing the most severe symptoms. That's how Ebola works. And a healthcare worker at the hospital got the virus from him. She is doing well, she says, Skyping with her family from isolation just yesterday, saying she's blessed to have so much support and such great medical care.
She's blessed to have so great medical care.
He's like scolding us. She's blessed.
Yeah, sit down. Listen to Uncle Shep.
Yeah, this bitch is blessed. Relax.
He then goes on for a while, blah, 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 describing exactly what happened, how the first nurse, how the second nurse got on a plane.
Yes.
She did the right thing, by the way. You know, that nurse called the CDC and said, hey, I got a 99.5 temperature. And the person on the other end of the CDC said, yeah, go ahead, fly. It's okay.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry about it. Because protocol is 100.4.
Oh, shit.
What?
Some jerk off that she called the CDC looked at a piece of paper that says 100.4, fine.
You know, do you remember there's a scene in Ghostbusters? This is a movie that starred Bill Murray, Harold Ramis, Dan Aykroyd.
It's in color. It is in color, and there is sound.
Yes. So. And there's a scene where they get their first call. They get a first call about a ghost somewhere, and I forget the woman who played their secretary. She hangs the phone up when she gets that call, hits the alarm button, and then yells, "We got one!" That's what this person at the CDC should have done. Right. 99.5.
Yes.
Sound the alarm. Don't pick up the protocol paperwork. What the fuck?
So Shep goes on to detail how this woman got it. They're saying that it's unlikely that even while she was on the plane that she would have transferred it to anyone unless, I don't know, you fucked her on the plane.
Yes.
Not Shep's words.
Oopsie.
Not on the air.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine somebody like, oh, my God, I hooked up with this chick on the plane and she said she had Ebola. Oh, fuck. I'm so nervous. I can't believe I got so drunk. I got so drunk I had sex with somebody on Ebola with Ebola.
Is there someone who would be worth it that you guys could think of?
No.
You had to pick one woman on the planet to buy.
I have to out my eyes an asshole for
you might recover.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Only if you're giving it to him.
Yeah, you don't know what people are into.
Right.
Yeah. Chef Smith.
Yes.
Then picks up a little bit later. Here's a little more from Chef.
Again, these are the facts. We do not have an outbreak of Ebola in the United States, nowhere. We do have two healthcare workers who contracted the disease from a dying man. They are isolated. There is no information to suggest that the virus has spread to anyone in the general population in America. Not one person in the general population in the United States.
Wow.
I mean, do you think weird, dude.
Meanwhile, an hour before this, you had those three cunt faces of Fox News and Friends, or Fox and Friends.
Wait, were they blonde?
Go on.
Deucey. Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Elizabeth. We have Elizabeth Hasselbeck now.
Oh, my God.
Those ninnies were Ebola, 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 Ebola. Ah! Obama, Ebola.
Ebola.
And Obama's letting brown people stream across the borders.
With Ebola.
Loaded with Ebola, painted on them.
Yummy.
Painted on them.
Ebola paint. Can you pick that up at Sherwin-Williams?
Yeah, it's like
stain. Yes. Touch me. My Ebola hasn't dried yet.
Suggestions have been made publicly that leaders and medical professionals may be lying to us. Those suggestions are completely without basis in fact. There is no evidence of any kind of which we at Fox News are aware that leaders have lied about anything regarding Ebola. I report to you with certainty this afternoon that being afraid at all is the wrong thing to do. Being petrified, and that's a quote, is ridiculous.
He saw the job?
Meanwhile, there's
it's
a parade.
Amazing. He's not fired.
There's a parade of GOP officials who were saying, "Everybody panic!
Right?
We can't handle it." So now here's a little bit more. I think here he talks about politics.
The panic that has tanked the stock market and left people feel fearful that their children will get sick at school is counterproductive and lacks basis in fact or reason. There is no Ebola spreading in America. Should that change, our reporting will change. But there is nothing to indicate that it will.
Damn.
I still... This has gone on for a while now.
Wow.
And nobody like cut him off and put up an episode of Duck Dynasty or
cut
anything.
Cut the commercial real quick.
Right. And what's Hannity saying? Big fat ham face.
Oh, Hannity is a...
Ring the alarm bells!
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Obama's going to open the FEMA camps and throw all the Republicans in.
Murder!
Best advice for you and your family at this moment? Get a flu shot. Unlike Ebola, flu is easily transmitted. Flu, along with resulting pneumonia, killed 52,000 Americans last year alone. A flu shot will reduce your chance of getting flu. So get one.
I think that made Ryan scared.
Right, and now Jenny McCarthy and Deuce Bigelow are pissed off.
Mm-hmm. But Rob Schneider is telling me to not get vaccinated, but Shepard Smith is. What do I do? I'm a little
so
confused.
Torn.
I don't know what to do.
I'm torn.
They listen to the news anchor with a shitload of makeup on his face, or the guy that's what movie was he in again?
Deuce Bigelow.
All right. Okay. I guess I go with Shepard Smith.
It's a tough choice.
The star of Baywatch, Jenny McCarthy, says don't get any shots.
Right.
It's fucking.
Make sure you don't.
She's a cunt. I'm sorry. That's just cunty.
Yeah. It's so cunty. Don't get your smallpox vaccine or whatever. Do we even need that anymore?
Let's, you know, fuck our children's health.
I don't know.
Why
it might
not?
Come back. If there was. There's another clip that's out there of. Maybe I'll have it for tomorrow. I downloaded it. I didn't edit it, though. But it's from The Daily Show. And there's a section where they make a little bit of fun of Texas. And a lot of these, some of the health problems that have been going on in Texas, like there's a measles outbreak in Texas. And they just play them one after the other about how the great healthcare system in Texas. And the fact that Perry doesn't want Obamacare there. Won't allow the Medicaid expansion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
God.
There you go.
Don't get shots, said no one in Africa ever.
Oh, God, I don't know why our country should be concerned with what Rick Perry wants. That is so terrifying. I mean,
so I don't know how Chef Smith has a job.
I don't know.
I really don't.
I don't know if you guys out there in internet radioville land can hear our neighbors. Or there's some kind of project going on next door.
Some kind
Camry.
Of urban. Yeah, there's a development project going on next door. I just on rawstory.com. I just noticed there's a fresh off the from the sphincter.
Yummy.
Louis Gohmert, representative of Texas, said Thursday that the Center for Disease Control. Director Tom Frieden was in charge of, quote, the Democrats' war on women nurses.
What?
Fuck them.
You know, it's a shame that the CDC head, Frieden, is apparently the commander of the Democrats' new war on women nurses. Because good night, they set them up and they throw them under the bus.
I'm confused. Like, I don't understand how is there a war on women nurses and not male nurses?
I guess they're because the female nurses are the ones that caught the Ebola.
Oh, well, God hates women. So it makes sense.
All two of them.
Yeah.
Is there any evidence out there to say that women are more susceptible to Ebola than men? Or
we
does
are
it matter?
Inferior, so it
true.
Makes sense that God would sacrifice us first.
Very true.
Right. But well, you came.
No arguments here.
You came from my fucking rib. Fuck you.
I'm gonna download this one too because you know whose station this was.
No.
Gohmert and Glenn Beck.
Yay!
Talking Ebola and border security.
Oh, that to me is like, that would be a great show to listen to. Yeah.
Glenn Beck, by the way, trending this morning on Twitter.
Is he dead?
Hashtag Ask Glenn. He did a...
Did you say Ask Glenn?
Ask.
That would be more exciting.
Ask Glenn.
Ask Glenn.
I want to know. I want to ask Glenn. How many days in advance do you lay out your outfits?
Because somebody made. Somebody, he did. I saw a tweet. Somebody took a shot at his outfits, and his response was, "I choose my own clothing every day, much to the chagrin of the people around me," or something like that.
He was funny about it. He had a good sense of humor.
Yeah, he had a good.
I'm impressed. I want to know if he goes out and uses that shooting range every day.
He's a dandy.
He is.
Right?
He's a fop.
It's, let's see, it's kind of news anchory Glenn today. All he's got on is a blue Oxford button-down and a tie.
Sure.
And his brownish, stylish hipster glasses.
Does he have someone that comes in and cuts his hair? He has a personal coiffer?
Sure.
Oh, I'm sure they've got a dress or a hair and makeup
hair guy.
Person who does all that, yeah.
Does he have a fluffer?
Sure, we don't know what's under that.
We don't know what goes on in that fucking compound. I'm sure he's got some shit going on. Who knows? I don't have a fluffer.
I don't have a fluffer.
I make love to this honeydew melon every morning.
Right. Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, here's
I'm
this
sorry
one.
To those who are being beheaded.
That's Glenn Beck's foreign policy.
Yes, to a box of dildos.
So Glenn Beck doing an Ask Glenn this morning. I don't know how it ended up. Did you see the shit that's going on with the debate in Ryan, your beloved home state,
Florida
of Florida?
Oh shit! That's not necessary.
There was a debate last night for the governor's office.
Oh, shit.
And we've got...
Nobody likes Bat Boy.
We've got Governor Bat Boy, Rick Scott.
No one likes him.
Criminal.
Right.
Going up against former governor, former Republican, now Democrat. Charlie Crist.
Right.
The very tan.
Oh, yes.
And apparently...
Hey, he's into windsurfing.
Apparently, he's suffering from hyperhidrosis.
I'm a cotton border.
He sweats a lot.
Not really.
Because...
I got to wear a scrow guard.
Now they're calling it Fangate.
Yes.
Online. Most people are saying it could be like the most bizarre moment in televised debate history.
What happened?
They were all ready to go, 7 p.m. Lights are ready. TV is going live. And the TV goes live and standing there on the... Two podiums on the stage. Standing there is Charlie Crist. On the left, standing on the right, is nobody.
What?
Oh, awesome.
No Bat Boy.
Did he debate the chair like Clint Eastwood?
They go live, and the moderator says, ladies and gentlemen, this is very strange. Welcome live to the live debate. We've just gotten word.
Rick Scott has diarrhea.
That Governor Rick Scott will not be participating.
Why?
In this debate. And then, you know, from the audience here, and boos. People start booing and hissing and shit. It turns out Rick Scott was throwing a hissy fit because there was something on the stage that they had not agreed to before. No props are allowed. They allow certain numbers of notes and shit. You know, they work this shit out in minutia.
Charlie Crist works with a little Charlie McCarthy doll.
He's got,
it's
actually
what it is? Ventriloquist.
It's the dwarf that used to work with
Oh, really?
He brought
Manny.
He brought his dwarf?
His Manny.
I refuse to go on. So Charlie Crist was standing there, and I guess he does this in every debate. He does this all the time because I guess he sweats. He's a sweater. And
there's a fan?
He had a little tiny black fan.
Oh, my God. Why has it got to be black? Come on.
It's a color, really. It wasn't like Webster sitting there.
Oh, it was
praising
Webster.
Him.
Yeah. Webster's dead.
No.
Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman's dead.
Oh, God. I'm a horrible person.
So, Kelly, you can Google Gary Coleman and Webster.
I know who called Gary Coleman.
At your leisure. Okay. Bullshit. What show was Gary Coleman on?
I don't know. But I do know he used to do these commercials after he lost all his money. That, like, for, like, was a refinancing or, like.
That's so sad
for Gary Coleman. That's
he doesn't know the show Gary Coleman was on. What's the show?
He's short, right?
It was short. Was he in Wizard of Oz?
No, there weren't any black people in Wizard of Oz.
How do you know?
I'm pretty
they
sure.
Could have put some of those munchkins in whiteface.
Yeah.
Possible.
The trees.
They probably would have put some of those munchkins in whiteface.
Probably would have said. The Tin Man was black.
Wait, what show was he on?
Different Strokes.
Different Strokes.
You know that show?
Is that porn?
Yeah.
I'm
porn.
Sure. The debate. So Rick Scott and
yes.
his people threw a conniption.
Oh, no.
And said that Charlie Crist was cheating. That wasn't in the rules to have that fan sitting there on the ground.
Fucking
and it was kind of blown up at his sack. It was like, it was right, like right here. It was like right where he was standing.
Have you been to Florida?
At his feet.
The man's a medical doctor, Charlie Crist. He knows where you put a fan.
Maybe he, I don't know. The fan was at the base, like one of those wavy dudes.
It wasn't like that, was it?
The fan was at his feet. I'm not kidding you. It was behind the podium.
But
like,
honestly, did it have
no,
one of those blow up his
no,
pants,
no,
like
no, no, that's not what I mean.
Like one of those wavy guys.
But was
guys.
There one of those guys,
no,
wavy guys?
No.
Well, that's, I thought.
I mean, that's where it was situated.
Oh, really?
Those guys have fans at their base.
Oh,
that's
yes,
how they go.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I understand. I love those, by the way. It's so sad when you see those that use car lots, but they're really dirty.
The beat up ones, the old
yeah,
sad ones
bad.
Where they go to die.
Yeah, yeah, not good.
Like old hookers.
Old hookers. You know where there's one which is kind of funny? They're saggy. There's one of those wavy fan, like, inflatable dudes in front of this Korean lunch buffet on Western Avenue. It's so dirty and sad. It definitely makes you not want to go in. Like, just unplug that fucking thing. You'll get more business. I don't want to go eat sushi.
It smells like sad.
Sadness.
So then I think it was a bunch of minutes. It was like 6 or 7 minutes of televised. What do we do? Meanwhile, people are you know, the people, toadies in the background,
yes,
are battling it out over this fucking fan. Now, I think it had happened once before in a debate where they said, well, what's with the fan? And the opponent, all he did was say, well, I want a fan too.
Yeah.
And they gave him a fan.
I want a fan.
I want a fan. Charlie fucking Crist has a fucking fan.
Right. It's
God,
not
how stupid.
They're a bunch of little bitches.
Get
it together.
Right.
This is your job.
And on some level, I've always sort of believed it. You know, I talk about this all the time. Does Florida really need representation, or do they need guidance?
Can we just cut them out?
You need
to
find representation.
Them in. You keep them in because there's, you know, there's people there. They need things.
They are human beings. I
but
think.
You can't let them elect their own people because you get that. Then you get Bat Boy. I don't have a fucking fan. Love me, daddy. Kind of shit.
You need to keep an eye on the elections. I mean,
an eye on
the
elections. Just tell them who's going to run their state. They should be fucking happy.
like a manager, like they did in Michigan?
Yes.
But it's okay if it's our side?
Listen, you got their two elected officials bitching about a fan.
Well yeah. But it's entertaining.
It is. Good point.
Hey,
keep Florida interesting and stupid.
They were talking about how this morning they I guess there's a show that broadcasts from MSNBC. One of them is in Miami. And they had a Miami journalist on, and they were both like, well, you know, Florida politics is known for it's weird,
shitty,
crazy,
yeah,
right?
Dude, fuck yeah. Listen, you're living in a state where there are snakes the size of fucking people. Listen, there's so many things in Florida that can bite you, eat you, fuck you up. There's sharks, there's snakes, there's fucking alligators,
old Republicans.
Yeah. Think about it.
Hookers.
Yeah, you go in your backyard, the hookers. Now they have bears in Florida. I shit you fucking not.
That's
bears.
New?
No.
Swamp bears?
Black bears.
How'd they get to Florida?
Well, they've they're in Central Florida, and they're all over the place. And then they're because of hey, I'm not shitting you. They're bears. My cousin works for wildlife fishing games or what the fuck ever.
I'm sorry, you should see the look that Pat just gave Ryan.
No. Hey, you know, I'm going to look up bears in fucking Florida. Oh, by the way.
I believe there's bears in Florida. There's bears everywhere.
By the way, speaking of Florida, I'm looking at – there's this –
Paris knows there's an app where you can find bears.
Bears, not that kind of bear.
Oh.
These bears don't have leather.
I see.
These are just bears. They're black bears. Florida bears.
Right. The black ones.
The FBI put out a list of the 10 most dangerous cities in the U.S., nary a Florida city on there.
Oh, wow. Detroit, number one, of course.
No, Camden, New Jersey, number one.
What?
That tops – then Flint, Michigan, followed by Detroit, followed by Oakland.
Oh, yeah.
Followed by St. Louis, followed by Cleveland Steamer, followed by Gary, Indiana. Remember Gary?
Oh, very well. Yeah. I could smell it if the wind blew from the east.
Newark.
Where I lived when I growing up.
Oh, yeah. Gary's rough.
Yeah.
I was making fun.
I'm kidding.
Oh, yeah. Newark, New Jersey, Bridgeport, Connecticut, and Birmingham, Alabama.
Birmingham.
By the way, I said it Birmingham like I'm English. Is it Birmingham?
Yeah, you can't.
Birmingham,
can't
motherfucker.
Do that.
Alabama.
It's not London, it's London.
Are you surprised there's not one Florida city, like not, or no Orlando? No Jacksonville?
For dangerous, yeah.
I don't know. No LA, by the way.
I guess if you add.
Yeah, I'm surprised that LA didn't get one in either.
Right. Add being black. Like,
the list,
what's the most dangerous for a black person?
Oh, really? All southern cities. Every place. Well, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So here's what Rick Scott,
yes.
When he finally came out.
Of the closet
on the stage of the debate.
Time.
Yeah.
This debate in Florida for the governorship. Rick Scott threw a hissy fit. Finally agreed. I guess I don't know what they had to give him. He didn't have a fan, but somehow he finally agreed. Everybody's calling this a PR disaster for Rick Scott because he looks like just a giant fucking douchebag.
Tool.
And it's that. By the way, you want to get scared. Not about Ebola. Here's a scary thought that's going to make you scream. Right now in Florida, they're tied. They are tied.
This sounds like a pterodactyl. That was the scream from The Voice,
yeah.
By the way.
Here's what Rick Scott had to say.
And Governor Scott, why the delay in coming out over a fan?
Well, I waited until we figured out if he was going to show up. He said he wasn't going to come to the. He said he was going to come to the debate. So why come out until he's ready?
Wow.
Wow.
So Rick Scott, like, saying, blaming it on Charlie Crist, saying they weren't ready because he had that illegal fan.
I mean, and people in Florida are like, there's a lot of poor people in Florida, man. And there's not a lot of jobs down there. And they're like, hey, we're starving. You know, there's no jobs.
The Rick Scott defenders
you don't have
are
a
out there
fucking fan.
They're out there on Twitter saying, Charlie Crist was cheating. He's cheating.
Don't you think that's similar to the scum that say things like, oh, Wendy Davis, when she did her filibuster. She leaned!
Yeah. It's not a filibuster. He's allowed to.
Yeah.
It's not a filibuster.
He can bring it. By the way, dude.
Someone handed her a back brace.
If you've ever been to Florida, if you've ever been to Florida, unless you're in a small room with the most amazing central air ever, you need a fan. It's hot as fuck. And it's humid. And yeah! Charlie Crist might have had a fan aimed at his fucking testicles.
Big deal. Maybe they were swinging too low.
Right. It's Florida.
Pull those guys
it's
up
August.
A little bit.
It's August. It's September. No. It's October. Still hot. Still miserable. Hurricane season. Kill me.
Is it hurricane season?
No. I think it's over. I don't know. Well, hurricane season changes because of global warming, which doesn't fucking exist.
No, it doesn't. It's climate change.
Yeah.
It's different.
Is it really? Is global warming different than climate change? Discuss.
No, that's what they want us to call it now. Because global warming is too controversial.
Right.
So it's climate change, which, you know.
I just saw a drop for a different show. I just want to play it.
Yes, it was the black guy this time.
What is that?
I don't know what show that's from. It just says black guy. Yes, I was yeah, scrolling yeah. past it. I don't know what the hell's going on.
No,
here?
Wait, wasn't that the thing? Like some black guy got killed, but it's supposedly justified this time.
Oh, in Ferguson.
Yeah, Ferguson.
Or in St. Louis near Ferguson, right? They had somebody found residue on his hands and shit. So
somebody downloaded that as a drop for their show.
That's a different show. Yeah, different shows. I don't know what's going on here. We should take our next break here. Crab Nation Thursday.
Oh, shit.
I need another beer.
Download us after the show if you like on Stitcher or go to crabdiving.com for episodes of this neatly wrapped and shrink-wrapped and sanitized
Ebola.
For your pleasure.
Benghazi.
We're going to be back in a couple of minutes. We got more. Take a hit, take a shit. Go do what you need to.
Go
more
fuck yourself.
After the break.
Itching to talk to the crabs? Call 855-862-7234.
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier Enclave, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey everyone, it is your favorite knockout, Mickey James, and you're listening to the VOC Nation.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Thanks for coming on down. It's Save Wrestling, the podcast, and the business making town. I am your award-winning hostess with the mostest, Shelly Funtime Martinez, and she is my co-host, Dazzling Danielle.
Woo! Hello out there.
And together we are the Martinez Girls. You finally did it. And you can join us here Monday, new time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the VOC Nation as we save wrestling together, Danielle. Fighting crime.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. So happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today, and so much more.
Hey, it's me, the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart. NetCarrier has many great products and services to increase your bottom line. Be sure to ask your NetCarrier representative about our hosted PBX. Call NetCarrier today for a free analysis of your phone bills. 877-255-7733. That's right, 877-255-7733. Call now.
The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed. The entire building has just collapsed as if a demolition team set off. When you see the old demolitions of these old buildings, it pulled it down on itself and it is not...
We are live with Carmine Confidential.
From Dallas, Texas, the Flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Like everyone else, you were born into bondage. Born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Listen to Carmine Confidential. Weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. VOC Nation Radio Network.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email The Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the N-Cloud and soar above your competition.
This is Buggy Nova, your Candyland princess, and I want everyone to know that I love VOCNation.com.
Hey, how's it going? This is Amy Dumas, but you may know me as Lita. You're listening to the VOC Nation.
slowly rolling my panties down for Crab Nation. Your hosts, Patrick Vile and Ryan Pfeiffer.
Down in Southern California, Sunset Boulevard, work that corner. Should have been a doctor, could have been a lawyer. Huck of everything, Hollywood, Tom Sawyer. Long John Silver, John Bon Jovi. Hung like a horse, you were one trick pony. All the little girlies scream my name when I walk up in the place like I'm Johnny Fontaine.
Southern California, in Southern California.
California.
Mama, take me home back to L.A.
Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me home? Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me home? Out the house when I was a teenager. Told my soul for a two-way page. If you want a date, then you got a little paper. Meet me at the motel, a little later. This goes out to my Dogtown skaters. Hollywood dirtbag anthem player. All the little girlies scream my name when I walk up in the place like I'm Johnny Fontaine.
It never rains in Southern California.
California.
Mama, take me home back to L.A.
Down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the girls are pretty. Oh, won't you please take me home? Take me home.
We're back live, Crab Nation, on a Thursday. A little Mickey Avalon Paradise City for y'all here as we head into the home stretch on the VOC Nation Worldwide.com. On the VOCNation.com. Don't forget, after the show is done, you can download it as a podcast, Stitcher maybe, or crabdiving.com.
The link will be there.
The most recent link.
Relax in your Calgon bath and listen to our
Calgon.
Take me away!
Take me away.
Remember that? Calgon, take me away.
You again, ladies and gentlemen, you might have to
I have
Google
no idea what
shit.
You're talking
there
about.
Again, there you go. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. Somebody gives a fuck.
Shut up,
Don Nuts.
The name sounds familiar again.
Holy fucking shit.
There you go. Okay, to be fair, I'm horrible when it comes to names anyway. So you're lucky I remember your guys' names.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Who are we?
That's a bonus. Do you know where you are?
Give me a minute, and it might come to me.
I've got a story from on thinkprogress.org.
Which, it's eat liberal.
Yeah, the name right there says it all.
Easy, breezy, beautiful. Go fuck yourself.
There's a high school.
Yummy.
Maiden. Yummy.
I didn't mean to say that.
Ah, stream of
cut. Bad ad lib.
Fuck everyone.
No.
Fuck you all.
It's getting worse.
All right, sorry. We got a little, that's a little Duck Dynasty moment, right?
Hey.
That's right.
Get them young. Train them.
Now that's a woman. They got to where they're getting hard to find. Mainly because these boys are waiting till they get to be about 20 years old before they marry them. Look, you wait till they get to be 20 years old, the only picking that's going to take place is your pocket. You got to marry these girls when they're about 15 or 16, they'll pick you up.
Literally makes me squirm. Like, I can't handle that one. People are laughing.
That's,
like,
yeah.
This is okay.
He is killing it. Phil Robertson is killing it at this speech.
God, he's killing
they
me.
Pick
holy
your pocket.
Shit.
If you wait till they're 20, that's when they pick
that's
your pocket.
That's all I'm thinking they're going to do is pick your pocket.
Pick your wallet.
Oh, got it. Ugh, I'm sorry. It makes me sick. It makes me angry and sick.
At 19, they stop licking your anus.
Oh, shit. Well.
God. Oh, God.
Adventurous when they're
coming.
Young. Yeah. So this high school is in North Carolina.
Hey, boy.
There is an acclaimed group, theater group, within the high school called the Main Street Players.
Fame.
Acclaimed.
The high school's Maiden High School.
Yes.
Maiden High School.
Maiden.
North
okay.
Carolina. They had a play, something called Almost Maine.
Does
anybody know the play?
No, heard of it.
It's our theater moment here.
Oh, God damn it. I think
listeners.
I heard this
Almost
story.
Who's the writer?
Good, it's a good story.
The Almost Maine features 9 vignettes.
Oh.
And it features people discussing two guys discussing negative experiences dating girls. and then this is the reason that they're no longer going to be doing this play, because at the end the two guys, they say, comically fall, literally and literally physically fall for each other on the stage.
Oh, that's awesome.
The scene fades, they say, on the gag before guys like even reach each other or anything. Like at the big moment is at the end of the play where, oh my God, these guys, I guess, are apparently into each other. End of play. Ha ha ha. Funny.
Right.
Wait a minute. It's done as a parody or like as a social statement?
I think it's a social statement, maybe. AlmostMaine.com, a real romantic comedy.
Oh, that's cool, dude.
It says it's got a bunch of nifty surprise endings. I guess it's a bunch
nifty.
Of, like, it's not all about these two guys. It's a bunch of vignettes. Like, some are a guy and a girl, some are two, you know. But there's one out of 9 that has the homo in it.
God, that just sounds gay.
And so, sure enough, the school board has decided to yank it from, they say, some parents and some parents and area churches complained about the play's inclusion of a same-sex couple.
Right. Jesus.
The principal released a statement.
Relax.
That described the play as having sexually explicit overtones.
God.
Jesus Christ.
And multiple sexual innuendos that are not aligned with our mission and educational objectives.
You know our friend Brooke Reed, who calls our show from time
Brooke
to time?
Brooke Reed from New York.
Yes, he posted about
talented
this.
Talented actor.
And director. He posted about this very story on his Facebook, and he said the only scene these asshats in North Carolina could possibly find objectionable is in which two men or two women alternative nights in I guess they switch out the part with women and men depending on the show realize quite suddenly that they are in love with each other at the time this happens. They are on opposite sides of the stage. They don't even touch.
Right.
Fucking relax!
But they're throwing the homo at each other with their eyes.
Throwing the homo at each other. Sorry. Dude,
In 2010, Almost Maine was listed as the most produced play in North American high schools.
What?
How about that shit?
Oh. Supposed to be a great play.
In fact, numerous clips of the They Fell vignette is the vignette where the two characters fall for each other, as performed in high schools across the country, can easily be found on YouTube. And then they link on Think Progress. And then at the end of the story, it says, incidentally, same-sex marriage became legal in North Carolina last week.
Ha, 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 ha. In your face, motherfuckers.
Indecision,
that's
right?
That's awesome. Good for theater, man.
Yeah,
A little bit of a reason.
Right. Theater's not all, it's not all supposed to be like fucking Disney cartoons on Broadway, you know?
Don't get kicked.
It's supposed to be
account.
Our fucking, listen, it's supposed to be our social conscience. What'd you say?
I'm I'm lamenting getting kicked out of my talent show for doing black and white. It's the same idea.
Oh, yeah.
Closing something because it's controversial.
I can't imagine like telling a fourth grader that put that much work into their act, like, no, you know, like, you're not ready yet. You're not ready for our shitty school talent show.
This person who's reading a poem that only has like five words in it and far more successful.
Did you blackface it
reasonable.
Up? Is that why they were a little upset?
Yeah. I stayed white.
Or at that point in his career, you might have done like half black and half splotchy black.
Wait, wasn't there a Michael Jackson song about that? Him and Paul McCartney did a song, a duet, that
it's
was a big
black,
pop song.
What is that?
It's old.
Say. McCartney should be darted
say
for
what
that one.
You want. Why? It was very good.
It was horrible.
Oh, come on.
Horrible.
He did. He also did This Girl Is Mine. Remember that?
That's right.
Paul McCartney, Michael
the girl
Jackson.
Is mine.
I don't understand the way you think. And then there was that section where Michael, the break it down section where Michael speaks. He has a monologue in the middle of the song. Paul, I don't know why we're arguing about this.
Yeah.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I don't know why we're talking about girls.
And I don't know why you have this so memorized.
Oh, God, it was on the Thriller album. Are you kidding? That was my favorite album.
I'm an artist, and I should be taken seriously.
Yes. I should be taken seriously. Am I? I'm an artist!
I do feel bad.
Right.
Equating Michael Jackson with Bieber.
Oh, Bieber.
Yeah, you can't equate
Bieber's
those.
Bieber's a piece of
that
shit.
That is blasphemy.
You know? I mean, you know, Michael Jackson, you know, had his problems. He did.
But at least as a musician, he was.
Right.
Michael Jackson had his problems.
Yeah. You know, I always feel weird when I say shit like that because I'm like, eh. That's like, again, it's like, well, listen, maybe, I don't know.
That's fine. Like in Ireland when they called, you know, blowing each other up the Troubles.
What?
The Troubles. That's what they referred to it as, the fight between the Protestants and the Catholics in Northern Ireland, blowing each other up and shooting each other and killing each other.
The
like
Troubles.
Called, oh, it's the Troubles.
No, we had some Troubles there.
It's sure the Troubles.
Right.
I'm
just fine.
Saying. I don't know. I also have a story about, God, do you know anything about Gamergate?
No, I don't play video games.
I think we might have talked about this really briefly, but
Call of Duty.
I don't know how it started. I kind of read things.
Yes.
It's this ridiculous controversy.
No.
And panties knotted in massive quantities of these gamers. Allegedly, it started because some guy said that his ex-girlfriend was a journalist who does reviews of video games.
Okay. What kind of bullshit
and
job is that?
And I think there were hints that she would be paid.
That's actually a very lucrative job if you get the right place.
Oh, I bet.
There were hints that she was taking money for positive reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Let me tell you something.
Scandal!
If I was a journalist doing that with video games, oh, yeah, I got a prize. Because who cares? It's fucking video games.
Somehow it turned into this massive anti-feminist war going on. So Gamergate now has somehow turned into all of these sad little angry boys.
Right.
Who are attacking women gamers.
What? The Voice is a gamer. You're
women,
a gamer, aren't you? You play video games.
Women in gaming.
I do only because my brother makes them. Like, he's one of the main. He made Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption. So I'm in it because of him.
He made
but I'm not a huge gamer.
He works on Grand Theft Auto?
He is one of the programmers. And he's one of the main programmers on Red Dead Redemption, which was huge.
Oh, cool, man.
He's done quite a few things. He's, you know, rich.
So this massive gamer upswelling of hatred.
Upswelling?
Toward women.
Wow.
It's been called Gamergate.
What up with that?
Trending today, in fact, was hashtag StopGamergate. And now there's one woman. Her name is Anita Sarkeesian. She's a video game critic.
Yeah.
Video game culture writer and stuff.
Video game culture.
She was supposed to write, and she's also a feminist.
No.
That bitch!
She was scheduled to give a lecture at Utah State University.
Yay!
I don't know. when she received an email.
Yes.
And the university was copied on the email.
Oh, no.
An anonymous email. Threatening, quote, the deadliest school shooting in American history.
Oh, shit.
If they did not cancel the lecture by that well-known feminist writer.
Oh, man.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Quote, feminists have ruined my life. I will have my revenge.
Sorry.
For my sake and the sake of all others they've wronged.
That's not hyperbolic at all.
Read the message.
I will have my revenge. Jesus,
he
what
threatened
a
to take. Rain gunfire and shrapnel upon
Ouch.
The lecture.
Ooh.
If it logical.
To, if it were to continue.
Well, they should. Do, they got to do the lecture virtually, and it just takes this problem off the table. Just do it over Skype, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quote, a Montreal massacre-style attack will be carried out. I have at my disposal a semi-automatic rifle, multiple pistols, and a collection of pipe bombs.
Oh, shit. Somebody needs to pay this guy a fucking visit.
Good for him.
Now,
fucking A.
They ended up having to cancel.
Right.
She canceled.
Well, no shit.
You know why?
Why?
Because Utah is an open carry state. And they they can't prevent people from walking into the cunting lecture.
Listen.
With a... an assault rifle.
Wear two pairs of magic underwear to protect your
right.
Your naughty bitch.
A guy could walk in with an assault rifle and a couple of guns strapped to him, and that would be A-O fucking K in Utah because of the NRA and America.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm throwing a little fit right now.
Yeah. You okay over there?
Yeah, a little angry.
We really need the camera. Kelly's losing her mind.
Makes me so mad.
I love this term. I've forgotten about this one about that they use for. You've heard of amosexuals?
Amosexuals?
Those are people.
No, what is that?
It's open carry idiots, gun nuts. They're amosexuals. This one is also Glock suckers. And my personal favorite, they like to walk around and blasturbate.
No, that's a good one, isn't it?
No, I like Glock suckers.
Glock suckers is a great one.
I like blaster bait, guys.
She learned the threats weren't crazy enough. She learned that Utah law forbids them from enacting any policy that would inhibit or restrict the possession of or use of firearms.
Oh, my gosh.
Even
she
with
said,
a threat like that, in writing.
She asked the university, Could weapons be permitted at the speaking venue? She was informed that, in accordance with the state of Utah, regarding the carrying of firearms, if a person has a valid concealed firearm permit and is carrying a weapon...
You almost use your southern voice, by the way.
I know, I had to turn it off.
How dare you?
These are
southerners!
I realize they're Mormons. They are permitted to have it at their venue.
Same thing, really.
She said she requested at least pat-downs, maybe metal detectors. And they say they won't do it because of Utah's open carry laws.
Oh, shit. Let me ask you something. This gamer gate, is
yes.
Tokelot affected? Tokelot.
I don't know what you're talking about.
What's
oh,
that?
That's, I mean, am I allowed to say that?
Sure.
Tokelot. That's his character in World of Warcraft.
I played Warcraft for a while.
No.
It's a video game. It's a
video game.
Your character was
it's live role playing. I used to go off into the woods.
You LARP.
Put on some chainmail.
Did you get some action?
Huh?
You get some action?
Yeah.
LARP. Wait, what kind?
LARP. Look at you whipping out the
live action role play.
Yeah.
Right?
Man.
Dude.
Fun.
Fun times.
Fun times. Ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Talk
a lot. World of Warcraft. This is World of Warcraft
character.
You were,
that's adorable.
No longer with us.
Are you a wizard?
I was not a wizard.
What were you?
It was the game character was a rogue.
Oh.
I'm a rogue.
Fuck everybody.
Adorable. No, I think it's really cute.
Fuck off. fucking patronize me.
What powers did you have as a rogue? Like, what can you do? Seriously.
Stealth.
Okay.
Sneak up behind people and backstab them.
Yeah.
Dun, dun.
Did you have any guns?
Vanish in the middle of a fight to run away and come back and fight another day.
Oh, I love that one.
Did you have to, like, say a magic, like, phrase or something to make it happen?
Like, you had to press, like, A-A-B-B-A or whatever.
A-A-B-B-A.
Whatever buttons you had to fucking
right.
press. It's a video game.
Well, shit. Well, I just hope that's not affected by Gamergate.
There we go.
Yeah.
But he's not a woman, so.
Oh, really?
That helps.
Not yet.
Later
is there an announcement?
No, we're going to do it live on
I'm
the air.
I'm doing the Bruce Jenner thing. That's why I'm growing my hair long. And,
you know, like a... Is he a woman now, Bruce Jenner?
I don't know what's going on. Did you see the last pictures of
no,
Bruce Jenner?
No, he looks like a praying mantis.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Pretty scary what's going on with Bruce Jenner.
Guy used to be a cereal box model.
Right.
Was he an Olympian?
Now he looks like Joan Rivers.
He does. Well.
With longer hair.
And with a pulse.
Longer, darker hair.
Oh, too soon.
Joan probably looks great.
She probably does.
She's totally preserved.
I've been decomposing for years. What's the big deal?
So Joan Rivers, that's a...
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Joan Rivers.
Funniest person on the planet, 6 feet under the ground. Bullshit.
She was quite funny.
Very funny.
Quite funny.
I don't know. On the planet?
Yeah, she was hilarious, though. She fucking could give somebody the business. Like, nobody's, you know.
I've got some atheist news.
Oh, really?
Last year, again, in the sovereign state of Florida, it's just the way things happen, people. I don't speak out Florida stories.
Right. Eat a dick. Eat a dick, you fucking gamer fucking hippie.
Last year in the state capital of Tallahassee.
Fucking rogue.
The Satanic Temple was denied.
What?
A space in the rotunda.
Oh, that's bullshit.
To put up a display for the holidays.
Was the display going to be the big Baphomet with the erection?
No.
Okay.
In 2013... Actually, the display was pretty funny. I saw a picture of it. It looks like this weird diorama, but at the top is clouds.
Oh, I love it.
And at the bottom is fiery pits.
Okay.
And then there's this weird statue hanging on a string. It's supposed to be Satan falling from falling from grace.
Right.
And then there's a Bible quote.
Yeah.
Whatever the Bible quote is about Satan getting kicked out of heaven or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess they figured if they put a Bible quote up there...
How could they find it offensive?
They're fucking making fun of it.
So awesome. They were denied last year. Well, now everybody's getting ready early. In a letter to the Florida Department of Management Services, Americans United Again.
Hell yeah.
Is warning officials that they must not repeat the decision from last year.
Fuck you.
Excluding the Satanic Temple. Last year, though, however, in the rotunda, there was a nativity scene?
Jesus.
There was also a Festivus pole.
Oh, really?
Yeah, buddy.
And there was also an homage to the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
A Festivus pole. This
was
a Festivus pole. That's a fucking
from Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
So they are.
Yeah.
Being,
I love it.
They're being inclusive.
Right. The Bible is equal or greater to Seinfeld.
But the Satanists,
the whole catalog,
Satanist.
They wouldn't abide.
But they're not real Satanists.
Details. The officials rejected it last year, which would have shown an angel falling from the sky into flames.
Yay.
Accompanied by Bible verses and the message, Happy Holidays from the Satanic Temple.
Oh, that's funny. I like that.
They were denied, saying the department's position is that your proposed display is grossly offensive.
Eat a dick.
During the holiday season. If you look at it, it really wasn't.
Fuck you.
It wasn't. It's only offensive if you're a ridiculous Christian and you hate Satan.
Burn in hell, stupid.
None of which, by the way, exists.
Whatever.
The letter points out that from Americans United, says members of the religious majority are sometimes offended by the beliefs of religious minorities and vice versa.
My pussy hurts.
But the Satanic Temple is not required to censor itself in order to take advantage of a forum supposedly open to all. So now they're... In Tallahassee, they don't know what to do. They're looking into it.
They're flummoxed
to see if they can declare all it is a picture of an angel falling out of the sky. Its dick isn't hanging out. It's not eating a baby. It's not a guy putting his dick in another guy's butthole.
What?
Or two women scissoring.
That's my favorite.
None of that shit's going on.
Bummer.
So keep abreast.
Ditties.
Always. Of what's going on.
Or two.
Because keep your ear holes pressed to us.
They're bleeding from Ebola.
We're going to follow that story. We're going to wrap it up here on a Crab Nation Thursday. The voice of Crab Nation, thanks for sitting in.
Thank you for having me.
What's the voice's Twitter? Do you want to give out your Twitter?
At Kelly Incognita. At Kelly Incognita is her Twitter.
Very discreet.
Don't forget to follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving. Facebook.com/Crab Diving, too. We're on G+.
Yay.
We're on Instagram, Pinterest, all over the fucking place.
Oh, my God.
Google Crab Diving and spread the crabs. Share the crabs.
Yummy.
Spread it. It's easier to spread than Ebola.
Put a dick in your mouth.
Don't forget to follow Ryan Pfeiffer. Sunday is going to be doing some comedy downtown to Lexington. Find out where and when at Rated R Comedy on Twitter.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. And oh, so vile.
Everything and anything about us and previous episodes of this fucking brilliant show can be found at crabdiving.com. Thanks, everybody. Take care. More Crab Diving tomorrow. Mm. Same time, same channel.
Bye.
Bye. This has been Crab Nation. Did you get your itch scratched? If you want more of the crab, download the Crab Diving podcast on iTunes or crabdiving.com. Catch the crabs on Twitter at Crab Diving and on Facebook at facebook.com/crabdiving. Thanks for listening.